This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Okay, to everyone listening, or, well...
The people who are listening.
The few that listen, here's the deal. Speed Society is going to be hosting all of these podcasts. You're going to be seeing a ton from these guys. How big are they, Sean?
It's the biggest automotive website in the world, and I mean, they got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we're stoked to be working with guys like that for sure. Anytime we can align ourselves with other huge automotive people, this is perfect. So
also, stop listening now and go and like it and comment on it. And the sooner you do that, hopefully, the more podcast episodes you'll hear.
The Crow 405, Murder Nova, Midway Street Cars. Like it, comment on us, tell us who you are, tell us why you listen to it. Keep this going, please. There are people that don't want this to keep going.
There's people right now trying to put an end to this. They don't want us on the air.
And we got guys like Speed Society that want to help us keep it going, so
welcoming us.
Let's do it. Rock and roll. Help everybody out.
And while you're there, check it out. Their website's awesome.
That's why we do them on Tuesday. Yeah. The show airs on Monday. We come in on Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Every fucking Tuesday. Are we good?
Our podcast listeners are the greatest, too, because they'll say shit.
We can use this in the show.
Hashtag stuff that we say, you know? Yeah. Like, they'll put, like, hashtag like clockwork and hashtag every Tuesday and shit like that.
But if you talk about gay stuff, they really, really they don't forget the gay stuff.
Really?
We talked about delivering meat to Sean's back door one time.
Because we've had some sponsors, and we have to read off our sponsors.
Yeah.
And one of the sponsors was meat delivery. And
I said, I like meat delivered to my back door.
And, dude, they won't stop.
They deliver it to your door.
It doesn't matter what we're talking about on Instagram. They will talk about Sean wanting meat, and it's just gross. It's perfect. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
We're in the mess shack. Chief and Sean Show. I'm not saying the date because I don't fucking know it.
But it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, God damn it. We're here. For all you hating ass, doing it for the gram ass bitches.
Yeah, talking about we're not here on Tuesdays.
Here we are. Where are you at? we have a very special guest. For those of you that watch the show that we don't talk about and we're not allowed to talk about, it's on that channel that nobody talks about.
Yep.
Last night was the season premiere.
It was. 2 hour.
2 hour season premiere, and I don't want to hear not one of y'all motherfuckers talking shit about not enough racing.
Man, that's all there was last night.
It was
nothing but racing.
So much racing, I was tired of racing. I was ready to see Farm Truck and Asian do something dumb.
Yeah.
That's rare. But we got Ryan, who doesn't have a nickname. It's fucked up.
It is.
We haven't given him a nickname yet. I don't know what the deal is. He's just Ryan. So, of everybody on the show that has a cool nickname, we're going to introduce you to Ryan, who doesn't.
I don't really have one either.
What's
up? But, you know, he's the Fireball Camaro.
That's true. See, that was my thing with that.
If he had red hair, we could call him Fireball.
Yeah,
but it doesn't work.
But it's the Fireball Camaro.
Yeah, but right now, the car isn't as big on the show as Ryan is.
Because look how good looking he is.
Well, not just that, but because Dave likes Ryan so much.
I feel like he might be my number one fan. I'm not positive.
After watching the show last night,
I didn't know it was that bad.
Dude, it was like, okay, who are we going to get on the show? It's Kamikaze because he beat the El Camino and Ryan.
Well, he beat Doc.
Yeah, he beat Doc. The El Camino beat Doc. So it's like, we're going to get Kamikaze and Ryan. And of course, it's too damn early to get Kamikaze. So,
oh, yeah, he's still sleeping.
He's sleepy.
So Ryan's here. Not as an alternative to Kamikaze, but Kamikaze didn't make it. So
he was a pretty big part of the show last night.
But that was the thing, is like, Dave was, he fucking likes you.
He does. I think he does. I'm pretty sure he does.
There's no doubt about it. Like, he'd say, oh, this guy talks a little shit, you know, for the show, or talks a little shit for the gram or whatever, talks a little shit on this guy or whatever.
I mean, there's no bad blood there, right?
What the fuck is the deal?
Do you guys have a history? Because it seemed like, When you first came in, and we were all standing there talking about it, and you know how rumors fly around Street Outlaws, like, you wouldn't fucking believe, you know?
Sure.
Everybody knew that you was going to be there before you even showed up.
Sure.
You know, I see Dave, he's walking around asking people, what do you think about Ryan coming? You know, and I was like, oh, I like Ryan, you know? Billy, I don't really know about Billy, you know? Billy's kind of a fucking asshole.
But that is his MO.
Ryan, Ryan has always been cool to me, you know? And Dave's, ah, oh, fuck, he ain't a street racer. He ain't a fucking street racer, you know? You think he'll fucking put that car on the real street? And I was like, I think he will. I think he's going to prove to some people, you know? And, I was just trying to give you a chance.
Sure,
you
sure. Know? Okay, I got to find people to race on the show. Okay, that's my thing. I'm the race master douchebag or whatever. Mm-hmm, so I got to find guys that'll street outlaw. And okay, nowadays, to be able to street outlaw, there's a few things you got to have. No job.
That's no kidding. Which I do have. However, it's okay, whatever. Probably declining. Whatever. It's fine. It's probably declining right now.
You can't give a fuck about your job.
Yeah, that's exactly. And I feel
like, there you go. He fits that bill.
I feel like he doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to be young enough to stay out all fucking night and not give a damn.
Yep.
And you got to have a few guys that are ride or die with you.
He's got all that.
He's got all that. He's shaping up. You got to be able to go out of town at a moment's notice, stay out of town for weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give a damn about anything really other than racing. Ryan's about racing.
Yes.
And since he's been doing this Fireball Camaro deal, he was fucking radio nonstop at every big race and all this. And so it's like, hey, he fits the bill pretty good. You got to have some sort of an ego. You got to have some, you know, you got to have something that you want to prove to someone somehow, whatever. And then you got to have the means to do it. Ryan fit in all the categories.
In all of them.
And
always got the same guys with him. So his guys obviously don't give a either Ryan employs those guys or they don't give a fuck about their jobs
or
either.
Or both.
It is exactly that, a mixture of both.
It was a perfect fit for us, for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's weird is, yes, Ryan track raced. Yes, Ryan's always track raced. Yes, he's been around the street racing stuff a little bit. He's come out, he's street raced here and there. He's done whatever. But I never actually thought he wouldn't street race or that he wasn't about street racing. I just didn't. He just never had a street race car and he never had the, like, you know, the want to come kick all our asses until he fucked Jackie's truck up so much.
Yeah.
Then it was like,
I could have sworn I made that a little better, but that's okay. Go ahead. I want to hear what you got to say.
I'm not real sure. I'm not sure if anything made that better. I seen that thing. I mean, maybe that's where they got the Fireball name.
Is that where you got the
Fireball Camaro?
Forget that's the good. Fact that's of the good. Driver that we all that we all know about the driver. But hey, I think everybody's ignoring the fact that with that,
well, you can't put the driver in the scenario when you reached in and purged it for him and put it in first.
He didn't
gear.
Have to let off the gas. I can't actually. I could have drove it for him. I guess maybe I should have done that.
I think that when that deal went bad and like everybody was talking shit about BNR helping Jackie and Jackie looking like a dumbass out there, I think that Ryan did start to have a little bit of like,
oh, absolutely.
I can fucking do this, guys. And if you get rid of fucking Reekin's piece of shit
car, he wanted to prove
and you get rid of Jackie's driving.
He wanted to prove he wasn't the dumbass in that scenario.
I don't necessarily know that it was he wanted to prove he was better than all of us. He just wanted to prove that I'm not the dumbass.
Look, guys, I seen you motherfuckers been laughing at me out here. I've been standing behind Jackie's truck. Y'all been laughing at me. And that could be part of the reason that that Dave's so rough on you.
No. I figure that's probably
Dave,
got a lot
no
to do
way.
With it.
Dave, why would Dave?
Dave had a smile on his face every time Jackie's car backfired.
But because of Jackie?
Yeah, but Ryan's the new dude stepping
in
to help Jackie.
So I'm trying to help him. I mean, it's the only thing you can really put it to is you know, you're trying to help.
I mean, what else is there?
That was his
jealousy.
Dad.
In my opinion, I don't think Dave cares who helps Jackie. I don't think Dave cares who works on the truck. I don't think Dave ever cares about just call me crazy. I've been around Dave for a lot of years. And we can ask him. We can get him in here and ask him, but he's going to lie to us.
You know that. Yeah. Yeah.
So
he's going to go, no, I didn't have no problem with him being there.
But like, okay, everybody's car that Dave has driven, when it moved on, when he moved on to the next rich guy or whatever, the next rich car, the next fast thing, mm-hmm. he never looked back. He's never given a shit about what happened to Schwartzen or Henson or, you know what I mean? Like,
or Varley.
Varley. I mean, he don't give a fuck. He don't care who's working on it. He don't care who's doing anything to it. Dave is not, I think I'm going to stick up for Dave a little bit here. I don't think Dave gives a fuck about who's working on that truck or what or how the truck does. Now, personally, Dave may have an issue with Jackie. or Varley or whatever. So he may smile when they get beat, but I don't think he cares about who works on their shit because he didn't care about it when he started. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I think it's more of, I think it's more of a belong type thing with Dave. Like, I just think that he just, for whatever reason, has just got it in his fucking heart that Lutz, Ryan.
Yeah, yeah, it's not just Ryan.
Those guys don't.
He was upset whenever fucking Lutz came too.
He didn't do it to Shane. He didn't do it to Jeremy. He didn't do it to Shane. He hasn't done it to any of those guys. Any of the new guys that came along. I
feel like that he didn't feel like Jeremy or Shane was any kind of threat to him.
That's probably the deal.
So there comes the jealousy part.
Okay, all right.
You know what I mean? Ryan is a threat, a direct threat to anyone on the show. He's as a character, as a racer, as a spot on the list.
That's because his car's been 2/10 faster than anybody else.
And he has the means to do this.
Actually, about 5/10 faster than most people, 2/10 faster than you.
Wait a minute. You guys are forgetting I would be a really close race with Doc. At the racetrack. You guys are totally forgetting
Let's slow down here. Okay. Because last night on the show, last night on the show, Doc said, at the racetrack, that's a good race for me.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. How fast have you been, Ryan? Let's just.
We've been a 383 at 208.
208?
Yeah.
In the eighth.
Doc's been a 33 at 158.
Right.
Yeah. Or whatever. So you're half a second faster than him and 40 mile an hour.
And that's all.
But you're
not very much.
But you're a lot lighter than him, which is weird because I was under the impression.
Which is real weird.
I was under the impression that fifth gen Camaros were heavy.
Yeah, and they are. Hey, what about the two turbos in the front of it?
Well, his car's a lot lighter than mine. Yeah. And, you know, Doc's car's weighing in about 2,700 pounds.
I'm guessing that Doc's car is 2750-ish, 2800.
Well, he
on the
claims
street.
26 something.
He claims 26 something, which is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know what it takes to be 26 on the street. It's tough.
It is. Yeah.
His car, if it is 26 something on the street, then how light is that fifth gen?
Yeah.
I got to know.
Well, it comes in at a whopping 3100 pounds.
3100.
So it's really
light.
So
it's 500 pounds heavier than him.
Yeah.
But it's the same amount faster.
It
500 pounds.
Hey,
so this is just a little fuzzy.
100 pounds.
So basically, what he's saying is true. It's going to be a close race at the racetrack.
Yeah,
just like he said.
Yeah.
Now we're not. I agree. We're not racing at the racetrack, but he's the one that brought that up. So
yeah, it was.
Yeah, you
what
never
we're talking
said
about.
That.
No, because I know. But, hey, I know better to go to a bunch of street racers.
You don't bring,
and talk about track times.
You don't
it's not
bring
gonna
that
happen.
Up.
That's
yeah.
What's weird is that, like, okay, everybody expected Ryan to come in because he's been 380s at the track. He's track raced. He's been to all these big drag radial events. He's gone 200 and something, 208 fucking mile an hour.
Jesus.
Like, so everybody expected Ryan to come in and go, I've been 380s, bitch.
Yeah.
And he didn't. But then everybody else is like, he's been 380s, bitch.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, so Ryan didn't come in and say that because he knew he would get fucking burned at the stake because no one gives a fuck what you run at the racetrack when you're on the street.
Yes.
Except for Doc, obviously.
Right. Which would be a close race.
But yeah, next time you guys are at the same
race. He didn't say he'd beat you.
Yeah,
no,
he said it'd be a close race.
He'd be right there. He'd be right there.
Either way, either you would be right there or he would be right there. It'd still be close.
Well, but if you weighed the same.
Then he'd be running like, what, 340s?
He'd be running 540s because he'd have to add 500 pounds to his shit. So... I think there's a lot of misconceptions about Ryan, and I'm glad we've got him in here because we get to shit on him for a while.
Mm-hmm. Right? Perfect. That's fine.
But also, I'm glad we got him in here because there's a lot of people that thinks that, you know, I mean, the things that have been thrown out about Ryan is fucking hilarious because he's a, from what, if you listen to the rumors around Street Outlaws about Ryan, he's doing this because General Motors told him to.
Mm-hmm. I haven't even heard that one.
Yeah, no,
really good.
The only reason you're doing this is because General Motors told you that they wouldn't give you the big Fireball Camaro deal with the new Yinko style Fireball Camaro deal,
right?
Unless you were number one on the Street Outlaws list.
Wow, so that's all I've got to do.
That's it.
So
okay,
and you've got
you're close.
Yeah,
you got
you're close. Right.
I'm right there.
You was number one for
about an hour
last night. No, you had a shot though.
Yeah, I did.
But that, you're right there.
Yeah, it's close. So basically, I'm a couple spots away from getting my GM deal that I didn't even know about myself.
Right.
Okay.
That's good. And you're.
I hope you get it, man.
Me too.
I'm on board with that deal. I may need a job one day.
Sean ain't no hater. That's, he hopes that deal works out for you.
I hope it works out for you, man.
No, I know we're buddies because you said that. That's awesome.
So, in case people don't know, the Fireball Camaro deal is a concept deal. Race car is fastest production or fastest fifth-gen Camaro in the world?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Okay, that's cool, right? Yeah. That's something.
Yeah, that's something.
It's like being the fastest Pontiac.
Yeah, right.
You know.
It's worth a little.
Yeah. When you're standing around a bunch of fifth-gen guys, you're a bad motherfucker.
Then you're cool. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. When you're on a Pontiac website, there's 40 people who think you're a bad motherfucker.
That's right.
I don't know how you did it.
I know what you're going through.
Yeah. You have to take your, like, what you're trying to be the best at, and if you shrink it up dramatically, it's not as difficult to do.
No doubt. But, I mean, the car's red. There's a lot of red ones.
There is.
So, you know, I mean, you're doing something there. It's cool. Now, the point of that is, though, there is another deal, a whole other side of this Fireball Camaro deal, and that's the newer Camaro, 5th-gen, 6th-gen, whatever Camaros, 6th-gen Camaros, that you guys are taking production cars, modifying them, making them like a, you know, basically a Saturday night race car, you know, you can buy from the dealership, right?
That's right,
and
exactly
that's the deal
what
you guys got going on with GM, whatever.
Yeah.
Cool deal. Very cool. Cars, fucking 9-second cars from what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay. Buy a 6th-gen Camaro, run 9.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A. What that has to do with Street Outlaws, I don't know.
I don't either.
Not a damn thing.
It's being cool, around though. Ryan, though, and seeing him on the street and at testing and everything that he's doing, I don't see the connection.
I don't either.
Like, everybody's saying, well, he's just doing this because GM wants him to. Okay, but I've never seen a Fireball shirt sticker, never heard new, you know, I've never seen him drive in
They're
a new
Camaro. They're not wearing all the new
Chevrolet
stuff.
No, he's wearing the same
B&R
shirt he always has.
There you go.
You know, so... He's got the same group of, you know, guys around him. Like, there's no GM guys.
Hell,
you know.
No.
So, but, and then there's a, you know, a bajillionaire's funneling money through you like crazy, and you're spending $30,000 a week trying to keep up with all these dirtbag street racers. I don't see that. You know what I mean?
Well, he's got a lot of nice parts on that car.
But they were there when he showed up.
Yeah, no, they were on it when he got there.
Yeah, look, here's the deal. We bought the car running. We've changed it a lot. We've changed the paint color.
Yeah, y'all
changed
the fuck out of that.
It's totally different.
You have beat the fuck out
absolutely.
Of
it. Yeah.
Hey, it was
when
a
we turned it into a street car
got it.
It's all fucked up now. Let's be realistic.
No doubt about it.
But
Jackie all over.
Man, remember when he was in Memphis and he come pulling in and damn near ripped the front end off that car.
Yeah.
They're going, oh my god.
Going over a going over on the speed hump, basically, is what that was, but. Yeah, no, so you know, but here's the way I look at it. People talk about how much the, you know, what kind of parts it has and blah, blah, blah. But look, do I have any more money in that car than Doc has in his? Probably not. What's Doc got? I mean, his motor's not worth a lot right now, but I mean, it has been a pretty expensive piece.
I don't know. I mean, I know the shit's expensive.
Yeah, the shit's expensive. Everybody's got nice cars. That's what I'm saying.
Like I've
always
said, though, it's all relative.
Yeah.
Your car has 4 tires, 2 turbos, a crankshaft, and fucking steel roof and quarters.
Yeah.
So does mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, so does yours.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the combination of those parts, what you spend on them, blah, blah, blah. Sure, it can make a difference, but it also cannot make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I've beat plenty of guys with billets, fucking badass cylinder heads with my shitty ass Edelbrocks. That doesn't mean that my Edelbrocks are better. It just means that at that point in time, I didn't have to spend the money to be fast. So I could see it if you were spending money every week, just throwing money at this thing, trying to be competitive. But I'm not, you're not, I don't see you doing that. You're throwing labor at it.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
working your ass off
yeah.
on it. And I said in the beginning, you know, like if Ryan works his ass off and does what he's supposed to do and blah, 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 and he streets and he's not afraid to street and he doesn't have second thoughts about street and all that, then he'll be good. I've yet to hear any concern from you or your guys about, like getting caught or going to, you know, getting in trouble. And,
nope.
you know, we've, you know, you've tested illegally, I mean, more than anybody on the show at this point, in my opinion, right?
Yep.
I mean, I can't think of anybody that's tested illegally more than him. Now he needs the test time, obviously, but, you know, but I mean, on, you know.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah.
When we went to Memphis, that's aired, right? I can talk about that.
Yeah.
We went to Memphis, we took your car. Now, people don't understand that we filmed it after last night, but we took your car because you're high on the list, you know, they filmed it later, whatever, but. And when you showed up in Memphis, you had no issue with putting that car down the that was some dirty.
The gangster, I mean, that was
some gangster. There were some people that had their doubts, though.
There was a lot of people that had their doubts. Dave.
Yeah. My number one fan, obviously.
Dave was like, he ain't going to street that car. He ain't going to street.
I think that's what's made him the most mad, you know, is that I don't care.
That's probably what's
made him. There was no concerns or anything.
Yeah.
Whenever, I mean, you didn't say anything about, man, what are we going to do if we get busted? I mean, there was none of that. There was, let's go out and make a hit.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way it's got to be.
And, you know, I knew going into it that, I mean, none of us really did, but I knew going into it, I didn't have the car sorted out. And the only way I was going to get the car sorted out is to go there and make hits. And
there's no doubt about it.
You know, so that's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take to go fast.
And I think that guys like Dave and, you know, some of the other guys on the show, I think that they know that the way that this deal is going and where it's at and where it's going to be, you know, even myself included, like I see it, you know, it's going to be tough for some of the guys on the show to still test and race illegally.
Yeah.
It's not tough for you because now it's going to get tough, but at the time you're not as well known as some of the other guys on the show. So you can take your truck and trailer somewhere and they're not going to know who the fuck you are maybe for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can make a hit or whatever.
Yep.
Some of us can't leave our fucking shop without being followed around and acting. So, you know, for some of the guys, that's a concern because you go out there and, you know, street your ass off and make everybody look stupid. You know, there's some jealousy there maybe. I don't know. But I just know that last night on the show, Dave did so many great things. I mean, here's the deal. Let's be honest. We should have Dave in here today. He won. Dave won. But there's only two things that anybody remembers from last night. Kamikaze beat Doc and Dave H. Ryan.
Yeah.
So Dave, and all the good things that he did, talking shit about Ryan in in his fucking teeth. Jesus, dude. I love Dave.
Well, those were loners.
Dude, that was the time. I remember now. I mean, that was the time whenever Dave was having some work done and they gave him some... I gave him some loaner.
He was having some work done.
He
crashed his car.
No.
And they gave him a loaner.
He crashed his car, but he went to the dealership and was having it worked on, and they gave him a rental. Dude, because he doesn't look like that now.
No.
He looks good.
No, yes.
He looks good now. He is fucking, he's right now. You know what I mean? But last night, man, whoo, it was tough. He was having some trouble with him. You know what I mean? Look, hey man, nothing's sacred here. You know what I mean? And Dave knows. I said this shit to his face. You know what I mean? And the night
this is the nest. Yeah. This is like the truth tree in here.
I don't talk shit behind people's back. I'm gonna say it to your face. I'm gonna say it behind your back. I'm gonna say it when you're not looking. I'm gonna say it when you are looking. But like when Dave got that deal, he's all got now. You know, I was like, hey man, fucking A, much better. And he's like, dude, those were loners. He's like, leave me alone. He's like, I was just waiting on the new ones to be built. And I'm like, oh, okay, my bad then, because I was hating on you and, you know, it wasn't even your fault. Now, he got his new teeth. Fuck. Dude, looks good. Looks like they're meant to be in his fucking mouth. Yep. But the ones he had last night.
I don't know who
he
got them loners from.
Mr. Ed.
I don't know who they was built for.
He was, Ryan, shucks. He said, Ryan's not serious.
He's just whistling the whole time he's talking. Well, when you can't close your mouth, the teeth start to get dry, and then your lip gets on to them.
Does he listen to this podcast, I'm wondering?
Does he? I don't know. Who knows? Who fucking cares? Nobody listens to this fucking
thing
anyway.
Somebody will tell him about it. If he doesn't listen, somebody's going to tell him.
We're going to hashtag it.
Yeah.
Ryan, shucks. He sounded like an old prospector, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he did. Okay.
So, but because of him talking about, I mean, instead of talking about himself the whole episode, like he should have said, I'm the best, I'm the baddest, nobody can
touch
me.
It would have been way better if he'd have just said, oh, I don't care if he's here or not. Do I think he deserves to be here? No, but I'm going to fuck him up either way.
Yeah.
And,
I agree.
And a lot of it could be the show, you know, because they've done this before. The show forgets that they got you saying it already, so then they make you say it again later.
Mm-hmm.
Or the show brings it up 100 times. Hey, what do you think about
it? And then
Ryan?
They realize we're going to make this actually a big deal.
Or the show wants it to be like this.
Yeah,
and that's,
because like the Mega Race deal, I didn't bitch that much about Richard till we got there. But the way that they did the interviews and the way they cut everything, it looked like I was crying my ass off. So It could be what the show, you know, the show, the way they play
the
it.
The same way that they bring up ProMod about everything. We don't talk about ProMods as much as they make it out that we talk about them.
So, like, you know, and, you know, they didn't show Dave shit on Lutz as much as he did for whatever reason. I don't know why.
I don't either.
But, like, and probably because people would have hated Dave for it, you know, because everybody thinks that Lutz is a fucking great guy. And we know that Lutz is just a piece of shit as the rest of us.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And he's, you know, Lutz is going to fucking shit on you and laugh at you and, yep. you know, just like we will. But a lot of the country don't know that. They just know Lutz is the guy who helps everybody and, you know,
yep.
he's Santa Claus. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, we know better. You know, so we know that Lutz will fucking point and laugh just like we will at handicapped people.
Yeah, before
people
us, sure, man. You know? Before, he's just going to hell before us.
Yes.
Because so, he's old.
But
he going to get there before us.
And Dave hated Lutz being here because he didn't think Lutz was here for the same reasons as he was. He didn't think that Lutz needed to be here. He thought Lutz was here to get sponsors and to get recognition. And all that. And that's the same thing he thinks you're here for.
Sure. And the big GM deal that you just yes. informed me about
now,
that I did
yeah,
not know.
You should look into that, dude.
I need to.
Now, if, let's say, if you were,
mm-hmm.
you're doing a terrible job yeah. of marketing yourself.
Yeah. Right, right.
Because I've not seen or heard anything about Fireball. You never even said anything about Fireball.
All I know is he works at B&R.
There you go.
That's it. And takes and his buddies around with him everywhere.
And can't figure the tune-up out
yeah,
for shit.
Yeah. And has seven guys standing around, and not one of them knows.
He's putting the old tune-up back in it everywhere he goes.
And Billy's over there looking pissed off as a motherfucker, just mad as hell
Billy's
all
going,
the time.
Why don't we put
Billy
it back the way it was?
Billy goes, well, it's spinning the tires. And I was like, well.
Billy's great.
It was. It was spinning the fucking tires.
What's great, I mean, I think what's great about it is there's no real fake there. Billy is who he is on
the
show
all
the time.
All the time.
Yep.
You are who you are on the show all the time. Like, you didn't show up sporting, you know, a Firewall or Fireball Camaro.
Either one.
Fireball Camaro members only jacket or nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you weren't out there like.
You didn't have the fingerless gloves and shit on, right. You know?
With zippers everywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't say on your trailer, world's fastest fifth-gen Camaro. Like,
right. Yeah.
You know, you're doing
is
your
that
thing.
In the making or anything?
No, I don't think, I mean, I
right
didn't
now
think
he's
about
texting
it
him, cancel the fucking trailer.
Cancel the wrap for the trailer.
And the thing is,
I
couldn't get the wrap done because they were trying to finish the world's fastest Pontiac first before they did the fifth-gen Camaro
same
deal.
Rap guy.
It's the same rap guy. We use the same guy. Yeah.
Yes, no doubt about it.
So,
All 40 of the Pontiac guys are going to get mad at you now.
Right,
they're going
right.
to go, fuck a fifth gen.
Yeah.
77
they're not going to buy one of them Fireballs.
No, absolutely not.
Trans Ams for the win.
Yeah.
You're not the bandit. So, anyway, the Dave thing just, it fucking, the only thing people are going to remember is how bad Ryan sucks, what Dave says, you know, and then the El Camino beat Doc. Like, that's pretty much it.
Phew.
So, Dave did. He did well. He did everything he needed to do. He drove good. He kicked everybody's ass. He didn't get any freebies like he usually does. Like, he went through.
No, he didn't even get the bye. That's like, fucking weird.
No, Ryan did.
I did get the bye. I took his bye for him.
I
Maybe
know.
That's why he's pissed.
probably.
That,
yeah.
That, because he normally gets the bye.
Yeah. Right. Well, but he ain't got as much money as Ryan.
Ryan bought that bye.
Yeah, I had to pay for it. Who did I pay for the bye?
It wasn't me. Discovery Channel.
I thought maybe. Okay.
Discovery Channel. Okay. That's what everybody on the internet talks about.
Mm-hmm.
Discovery Channel.
They made that happen.
Discovery Channel bought Chief Picard. Discovery Channel made Chief win. Discovery Channel made this guy lose. I've never even talked to fucking Discovery Channel. We don't have anything to do with them.
I would think something was wrong if we could talk to them.
If Discovery Channel calls, we're fucked.
Yeah, we're not here.
Not right.
We don't answer that shit.
Podcast?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Now GM's going to call.
The who? We never said that.
GM's going to call and go, hey, you're really fucking up this Fireball Camaro, dude.
Right.
We need Ryan to go to number one.
So for those that are listening and those that aren't listening or who gives a shit really, but, let's talk about, we do this with everybody. So who are you? You know what I mean? Like I usually say, who the fuck are you? Why the fuck are you here?
You have to tell us where you was born and all that
stuff. Well, so my name's Ryan Martin. On the show, I drive the Fireball Camaro, obviously, if we've all figured out. I don't know. We've been racing. Hell, I've known you guys forever. We've all probably been racing a little longer than y'all have. I think I'm a little older than you guys, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, how old are you?
You are.
Yeah.
He's okay. Older than you.
He is older
no,
than me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until just earlier
are
when
serious?
He told me he was 39. But I think I'm 39 too.
Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah.
A couple old dudes in here. So I've been racing for a minute.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know most people don't.
You don't,
now
you
everybody
good.
Does.
You look good.
I appreciate that.
Thanks. You look good. You got a lot more hair than we do.
Yeah, for sure. And he fixes it
I didn't
too.
Even
yeah.
know because you guys have hats on. I don't want to show if there's hair. Hair I
well, that's not. Why we have hats
if
on.
If I yeah. had hair like that, I wouldn't wear a hat.
Nope.
I'd look like Monda.
I'd grow it out, though.
Yeah.
Monda does rock a good haircut. Anyway,
you
so,
were Turbo before
Turbos we even, were cool.
Yeah, before yeah. Turbos were cool. Back yeah. when
converters worked.
Back, yeah, before torque were, converters were worked. And
you were Turbo when it was rough on a Turbo guy.
Yep.
When people sit over there and laughed at you.
When,
and you
when,
probably knew it.
Oh, yeah.
But not well, qualifying. You know, in qualifying, you went 770s and shit because we were quarter
mile
back then.
That's yeah, because yeah. you don't have to worry about leaving.
Yeah, you just sit yeah. there.
You just sit there until it's spooled. And Ryan was the guy who he spooled in the pits.
Yeah, yes. to get to the starting line a lot yeah. of times.
Yeah.
Because that's how tight the converters were. So...
You've gone through your fair share of punishment racing. People oh, yeah. people don't just need to tune in and go, who's this fucking Ryan guy? He just shows yeah. up out of nowhere. Yeah. You've been around a long time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've been held back at the True 10 5 days. We raced True 10 5 stuff forever. And
you've always had red cars.
Always had red cars. Just kind of always fit the deal. Held that when red we got
Mustangs.
Our.
He's yeah. always been a Ford guy, too.
I have. He has. I did transition. Has. Yeah,
that's cool.
So I still like the Ford stuff. Yeah, I got yeah. to. When I get the GM deal, I got to
drive. GM would probably frown if you was driving that Mustang still.
No, man, I still like the Ford stuff, but I think I just like fast shit. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
So
no, we've always
yeah,
we've all liked fast shit.
Yeah,
so Mustangs, Camaros, whatever. We like fast shit.
You know, I got a Mustang when I was 15 years old, and that's what I drove to school, and that's what got me doing this dumb shit that we do today.
And one of the oldest performance shops around yeah. the Oklahoma City area. You've had this. Shop for how long?
About 16, going on 17 years.
Jeez. And you've made it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of performance shops that didn't make it.
Yeah.
Ours is not making it right now.
Well, there's cars out there.
Well, they're ours.
That's yeah. true.
They're all ours.
That's a pretty good deal.
Well, that's fast.
We really just hang out here.
You can only piss off a few amount of people rather than a whole bunch
of
people.
Yeah. No, there's no customers calling mad.
Yeah.
Nope. No, just us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just like Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're the same way.
Yeah.
Here you are. You got a performance shop. We don't ever see you working.
No, that's
You're
true.
You're always racing.
Yeah.
He's like Harry's.
It's true. That's true.
He's like, I mean, you know, it's another performance shop in mm-hmm. Oklahoma City that don't ever fucking do nothing but race.
There you go.
You know, and
I thought that was normal.
No, it is.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Well, whenever customers come in here and try to get us to work on stuff, we send them to him.
Yep.
Especially then, the dumber you are.
Yeah, I really appreciate that,
by the way. We say,
all
no.
like the,
no, hey, that's
all like
being
the
our
Eagle
specialty.
Talons and the Dodge Neons
well, we
and
tell
stuff
them,
like
that's
that.
Being our specialties. That. They, oh. they'll get
you got Aaron trained
at
well.
Billy.
You
go
got
holler Aaron, at Billy.
At least you're sending them to Billy, and I don't have to deal with them.
You just fucked up.
Yeah.
Because I just want you to know that all 13 Eagle Talon and yeah. Dodge Neon owners are fixing to light you the fuck up.
Yeah, they are.
You don't even know. Their shit runs fucking 11s, and they only spent $500 on it, and fuck you and what you're about.
Yep. They got two vacuum lines on a knob, and that's how they did that shit.
Hey, and you're in trouble. They're going to be sitting out in front of your shop every night. Calling you out.
That's true.
So if you need any kind of work done around here, Billy and Ryan,
do not
jump right on it. B&R Performance.
They specialize in Eagle Talons, Dodge
Neons.
And they'll do any kind of swaps, you know. I mean,
they do all the swaps.
Coyote swap, and an El Camino.
Yeah.
They'll fucking do it.
That
just
is awesome.
Her,
yeah,
2JZ yeah. and a Mazda pickup. They'll do it.
Come up here. We'll give you their cell phone numbers.
No, we were trying to figure out about a year ago what the fuck is going on with all these phone calls we get on these stupid swaps and these dumb calls. And you know what? I've figured out in the last 6 months that it's you motherfuckers. That's a deal.
Well, we've always liked you.
Oh, I know.
Well,
I know.
It's easy, though, because if they call here and we say, no, we don't fuck with it, they go, why not? Well, because we don't.
Because B&R's the best at it.
Well, they go, because we don't. Well, why not? You're too good to fuck with my fucking 1G fucking Mazda pickup? Like, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah, fuck. We don't fuck with it. Get that shit the fuck out of here. Then they hate us.
Yeah.
And then they get on the Instagram. They won't even fucking touch my shit. Hey, but if we say, nah, man, our buddies over at B&R do all those, we don't touch them. We let them do them. We don't want to
fuck
them.
Then they like you.
They're good at it.
Because then we're not fucking over
us. Because we tell them the same thing.
And they go, nah, they won't touch it because they don't want to fuck over their buddies at B&R to do them all. And then I talk to the guys at B&R. They don't want to do mine, though.
Yeah. Those guys are actual assholes. Now, the Midwest Streetcar guys.
That's probably what makes Billy fucking mad all the time.
It's got
He's always got that same look. Like, every time I look at him, I go, what the fuck are you mad about? He goes, bitch, I might be.
Yeah.
I go, why do you always walk around here like you fucking pissed off at somebody? Bitch, I might be.
Because it's late.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to stay out there that late.
Here's the deal. I keep him up late, a lot of hours testing, and we don't sleep much anymore, and I think he's cranky.
There you go. Welcome.
I think he's cranky.
Welcome to the
club.
Yeah. Well, because he had a pretty plush deal going on.
Yeah, he did.
He did. Let's be honest, until this Street Outlaw thing, he had a pretty good deal going on. Yeah. And now it's, let's go testing, and he's motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much it. It more than you know.
You're the B in the BNR.
Yeah,
to pull
get
the B.
Get your fucking ass out of here.
Get your B ass out of here.
Come run a flashlight and line me up.
What's the deal with you and do you and Dave actually have a history that nobody knows about?
No, not that I know of. Maybe there's something there that I don't even know about.
I know that, like, back in the day, there was some Mike G. You know, you were good buddies with Mike G.
Yep.
We all know Mike G. Yep. Bless him.
Yeah. We all know Mike G. We've all had our run-ins.
Thank God he's out of the game.
Sean, you guys were pretty good buddies.
Sean and Mike G. Real tight. Real tight.
He's been like that to me since day one, and I've never had a problem with him.
Because
I don't really know.
Believe that you deserve to be here.
No, he doesn't.
You are the Ryan to Mike G.
Yes, to all of racing, though.
No,
you know, it's I don't deserve to race in his eyes.
Hey, you don't deserve to even fucking have a car.
No. And he's always called my car a piece of shit, and I've never denied that. It is. It is. You know?
But at the time, he was the fastest thing around here at the racetrack. And he was at PSRA kicking everybody's ass, and he was doing the stuff, going out of town to races. He was the first one I ever knew that went to Ollie Springs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nobody gave a fuck because you were in front of BNR whipping up on fucking, you know,
Eagle Talons
guys.
And Neons.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
You're whipping up on internet guys. And people cared more about that than they did about what he was doing. And I think it pissed him off. You know what I mean? I really do.
Yeah, but he didn't have no problem with you.
Well, no, because I wasn't fast on the street back then. I had a nitrous car. I was out there changing fucking pistons all the time. You know what I mean?
Pistons and spark plugs.
Yeah, and, you know, but I also knew Mike from when he worked at HP. I was a fan of theirs back then. You know what I mean? And he, you know, they were dyno days, and I'd fucking have somebody take me up there. You know what I mean? He didn't know you. You just showed up. So to him, you're Ryan.
Yeah.
And you had money. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, I think you were a threat to Mike G. I don't know. I do know that you guys getting us kicked out of Keith Berry's motorhome at Georgia, that's a tough one for me to swallow.
I heard about that three minutes after it happened.
No one gets kicked out of Keith Berry's motorhome.
How can you be too
how does that happen? Drunk and rowdy for Keith Berry?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Keith Berry kicks you out of his motor, or whatever that thing is,
it's
the
a problem.
Unit,
yeah.
You're a fucking problem.
You had to have really done something wrong.
They invited us in. We go in. We're partying. Then Mike and Billy show up. Next thing you know, fucking Sean and Mike are fighting and rolling, fucking fixing to roll around on the ground in the fucking motorhome. They're grabbing each other and shit. And we got kicked out.
Yeah.
That's a rough moment in my life. I was told to exit.
Yeah, but we went to the bar with him later.
Well, yeah, but
Keith. With Keith.
Right. No, no. We were still allowed to hang around. We just weren't allowed in his motorhome.
No.
Yeah. And it's because Mike called your car a piece of shit. He said, "Where's your piece of shit?"
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know,
I like the guy until he gets drunk.
Yep. Because
once he
starts being
drunk,
honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truth tree is on his shoulder at that point in time.
I get that. I get that. Hey, and I never denied that my car was a piece of shit, you know, but he just. He always, I don't know. He knows
really
how
wants
to push
make
my
sure
buttons.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows how to push my buttons. And I told him, you know, I gave him plenty of opportunity to not, you know, to just shut up. Don't say that shit, man. You know, and he kept on.
It was a good moment.
So where that goes with
well,
Dave,
because like back in the day, though, you
know.
Were friends with Mike
G. Yeah, no.
You were close.
Right, you were tight.
And Mike G was, you know, out there on the streets every once in a while when Dave was racing like Varley and people like that.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, he was kind of instigating on Dave a little bit. And,
I get
you know,
it.
He,
you know, there is one thing that we might be forgetting about.
Aha.
So you remember back in the day, Billy's little red coupe.
Yes.
Against Dave.
Yes.
I remember that's one of the first street races I ever saw up here.
Yeah.
And all I remember, man, is Big Mark kept saying, "I'll call Mike G. Fucking call Mike G."
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, "Who the fuck is Mike G?"
Right.
You know?
Right.
And turns out he had some small tire Mustang that's really fast at the track. And I was like,
bring it.
Well, what is that car going to do out here? Right. You know, and then the next thing I know, Dave is racing. We're sitting up at, it was 39th, at the, you know where we used to race right there on old 66.
Yes. Now let me
down
see
the road
I'm,
a little ways.
On, let me see if I'm remembering the same incident.
Dave's shit was broke as a motherfucker.
Yeah, okay. Let me see if I remember this. Dave's was burnt up.
Mm-hmm.
I think they raced once and Dave's was burnt up.
Yes.
And then they raced again.
Well, Dave won and his shit was still all fucked up.
I don't remember. I thought Dave got beat.
Okay.
What happened?
I can't remember. Did Billy race you that night? Am I making that up? And back in the day?
So.
I thought he raced you.
Yes.
Did you outrun him?
Yes.
So he beat Dave.
Yes.
No, he beat Dave.
I remember him beat Dave.
He beat Dave.
He beat Dave and Dave burned it up trying to outrun him. And then Dave was talking shit and they were going to go again. And Dave's was so burnt up that I don't think he could. Right. But they were going to do it again.
Well, Dave kept mouthing off, even though his shit was, I mean, burnt the fuck up.
No,
he was like, get that fucking piece of shit out of here.
I do remember now. Me and Billy had a good race, but I did eke him out. But then Dave raced him, and there was some.
I think there were some wives.
There was
that were
a lot of problems
shit.
There that night.
Yeah,
Dave,
that night.
Maybe Dave had a Chevy motor in it, or
maybe.
Had put a Chevy motor in. So I don't remember. I remember fucking Billy and them just talking about Ford.
That car ran 880s, 890s, and it worked good on the street. Mm-hmm. And to be honest,
but
hell,
Billy was on
know.
The list with it then, right?
Yep.
Because the only reason I raced him is because he called me out on the list.
Yes. So he was number 10 maybe or something like that.
He had made
that.
It up though far enough to race me and Dave. You know what I mean? We were in the top five for sure. That was before I was big tire.
Yep.
That was I was still small tire.
Yeah.
So back then I think Yankee Dave was number one. You know what I mean? It was that era, you know. And then I remember Dave was ahead of me on the list. And
I almost think that was pre-list, like maybe right before and then right afterwards he went to the list or something.
Oh, no.
No?
No. My car, we had the list before my car was even black.
Okay.
My car was flat black when I raced him.
Yep. You're right. Yeah. For sure. I remember that.
But I think it was like there wasn't many on the list.
No.
You
I think
what
that
mean?
Was
he,
what it
mean,
was.
I think
yeah.
he started at number six or something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I just remember us going out there and I do remember, I remember racing Billy because... Big John from UConn with the Gold Nova, he had the video. But I raced Billy, I ached him out, and then Billy was calling out Dave for some reason, or Billy was next up. Dave called him out. I don't remember. All I remember is they raced. We went to Phillips 66.
Yep.
At 39th.
Yep.
And,
same
Council,
place I saw my first race there.
And that's where Dave's shit was burnt the fuck up, and mm-hmm. Billy was talking shit, and Dave was like, let's do it again then, motherfucker. And I was going, Dave, don't do that. Don't. Mm-hmm. Yours is really hurt.
Yeah.
And but you know Dave, he was let's do it. And he's like Dave's like on fire. But that was Dave, you know.
Yeah. I remember.
But I do remember that deal. But that's with Billy though. That wasn't really with you.
I don't know, maybe just associates it with B&R, cuz if you remember, there was a couple times in the show where he was fuck Ryan, but then there was a couple where it was like something about B&R, I don't want to race B&R or whatever or I'm going to smoke their ass or whatever the case, whatever it was. So maybe just associates. I don't know. That's all I know. That's the only thing I can think of.
Is the deal
with his dad, Jackie.
His dad. Oh, here we go.
There is.
I'm starting to like that. Ryan more and more.
There is the deal. There is the
I'm going to mark off Ryan and Dave on my notes here. We got that deal covered.
That deal's done.
So
about Doc.
Yeah.
but to sum that all up, you did well with your racing. You were faster than us. I mean, you know, and you ran Clash of the Titans. You went all over the country traveling, did the fun Ford stuff, NMRA stuff. You were out there drag racing competitively while we were street racing, you know, not really competitively. But through it all, though, you were still always around the street stuff. Like, we would hold cash days in front of your shop.
Yep.
He's kept us out of jail a couple of times.
You know, people don't really know when I say that. They don't really know what we're talking about. He's notorious around here. People know it around here, but around everywhere else, maybe not. We had a cash days once. We tried to do it next to the highway.
Yeah, right there where you can see the cars. Boosted, you know, 20 feet from the highway.
Hidden really well.
Boosted's in the road doing a burnout. I think he's racing Yankee Dave, right?
I don't remember who he was racing.
He's in the road doing a burnout. Cops are on the highway trying to get to him. The cop backs up the highway trying to find him, but there's a fence there.
Yes.
And so the cop is like up on the shoulder. He's up on the on-ramp on the shoulder trying to get the Boosted, but there's a fence there.
Mm-hmm.
So Boosted just drives off, basically. And we all just hide behind the gate at B&R. And
there were so many of
us. We didn't talk to Ryan. We didn't ask permission. It was kind of fucked up. But we shut the gate and locked it. And we didn't have the keys to the lock or anything. There was just a lock there. And we just locked it.
Locked yourself in. That's a good strategy. Yeah.
But we knew we could go around, yeah, you know, but the cop didn't.
Yeah.
And so the cop's standing there and we're literally on the other side of the gate and the cop's like, unlock it. We're like, oh, can't.
And we don't have a key.
So.
They were fucking mad.
God, they were mad. Well, then they call Ryan. They call everybody they can try and get the business owner. And they finally call Ryan because they want to arrest us, but they can't really enter.
Well, we're on private property.
And somebody was there. I don't remember who it was. They were acting like a lawyer. And they were like, you can't, blah, 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 doing the lawyer stuff, you know, and then like acting like they were videoing on their flip phone probably.
Yeah.
But I just remember, sitting there. All of us, we all had to sit like in a line along the fence. And I remember the cops being so fucking mad. And there were so fucking many of them, they couldn't get to us. I remember they called Ryan and I was like, okay, this is the part where Ryan has to protect his business. He has to, you know, he's a grown up. You know, we were idiots.
Yeah.
Like he's going to. I mean, he doesn't have a choice. And we can't be mad at him because he has to protect his business.
Yeah, and we didn't call him and tell him we were coming.
No,
or nothing.
Nothing at all.
Or ask him.
No, not at all. And, you know, and he fucking answers the phone. He's like, hello.
Yeah, I don't know how he answered the fucking phone.
Because they called 20 times.
It was 3 or 4 in the morning.
They called 20 times in a row, though.
Yeah.
And he's finally, hello. And he was, and they were like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. This is the Oklahoma City Police Department. We're out here at your show. We're trying to. These guys are out here street racing, and we're going to arrest them. We just need your permission to go on your property, cut this lock or whatever, open the gate or whatever. And Ryan's like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, we just need you to give us permission to enter your property to arrest these vandals or whatever. And he's like, and he goes, so hang on. So you're going to arrest all the guys that.
He asked them what kind of cars they were.
Yeah, he said, what kind of cars are they? He's like, are they like. You know, the imports and stuff that I called you about 2 weeks ago that are trashing my parking lot and doing donuts and throwing shit out and breaking windows and shit?
Drinking beer.
Or no, you left those guys alone and you're trying to arrest the guys that actually spend money in my shop. And they were like, well, these are American cars, but they're racing. I mean, they're going to hurt somebody on the highway here in front of your business. Then you're going to be liable. And he's like, how am I going to be liable? They're behind my gate right now, right? Like, they're not racing right now. And the cop's fucking going on. And I just remember him saying, like, the cop was like, just gave him like the... You do not want to be on the wrong side of this deal because we protect you, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, you know, you need to give us permission to go back there and handle this. And Ryan told him, fuck off, dude. Told him no.
Yep.
And then, of course, there was the big scene of the street racers cheering.
Because yeah, that cop was so fucking mad. When he hung up the phone, he was fucking pissed.
The fucking
he was pissed off at me.
Yeah, he's mad at you.
Mad on the phone.
He did the
quick. Yeah. He did the two-finger flip.
He did the two-finger flip the phone off.
Yeah.
He was fucking
mad.
Yeah,
he slammed his razor.
He slammed that razor. I thought it broke the screen.
Well, I knew if he's calling me to press charges, they didn't catch anybody doing anything. Because if they would have, you guys would have been in jail already.
Yeah, if they would have followed Boosted into the gate. But the problem was they couldn't get off the highway fast enough. So by the time they got off, they're like, where'd they go? Oh, there they all are.
Yeah.
But they couldn't come in at that point because we were like, oh, no, he went that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we Bush had stashed his shit behind the building.
Yeah.
So, but you and the cops basically told you, like, I hope you don't need us because.
And they were absolutely true. I mean, they're right about that. I've had stuff stolen from my shop now. I've had, like, trash everywhere in the parking lot every weekend. So that's correct.
But we almost got that cash days done.
Yeah. Yep. Guaranteed.
So, like, we really, you know, we felt like we owed you a lot after that deal anyway. So that kind of, you know, and back then there was a lot of shit talking about track, small tire track guys and big tire street guys. That was going back and forth because the big tire street guys had slow shit, but it worked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the small tire track guys had fast shit, but it didn't work on the street.
True.
So there was a lot of that going back and forth.
Always.
And there was even a few times where some of the guys would say, like, you guys keep doing your stupid little street shit. We're going to go, you know, go fast, shit like that. But that was never actually out of your mouth.
No.
And I think that's what. You know, that's kind of kept everybody cool. But, well, except for Dave, obviously.
Yeah, we did. Somehow we didn't keep him cool. That's the deal.
Yeah, I don't know what you did there. Yeah. But We'll get him in here. We'll get him in next week.
Well,
and we'll ask him.
I know. Right. I know that that Billy's changed a lot because Billy used to be the biggest. I mean, him and G, both of them had big mouths whenever they drank.
Oh, you're right.
Man, Billy's way different now. You know, I mean, I really feel like that
but
time
not
in
drunk
Georgia. Is
yeah,
whenever,
he's,
but,
he's not
but
drunk
he was
as
drunk
much
in
A.
Georgia whenever me and Mike got into it.
But
he
B,
even pulled me to the side. Was like, I'm sorry, man. I tried to stop him, and
yeah,
that's whenever me and Billy's relationship changed.
But and here and this is the truth too. Since we've been around this, even back when. As you call it, I was fucking up Jackie's truck back then, if you will say. No, it's a different level. It takes different. You have more of respect of what it takes to get the cars down the street and stuff like that. So rather than you know from us looking at you guys as a bunch of schmucks that are racing on the street,
right?
Which you may still be.
Right.
I've just joined the club apparently, yeah. But it yeah. takes it takes.
Now you're that schmuck.
Yeah, it takes a lot to do it, and I think he sees that as much as you know as much as I did. So yeah.
And over the years, there's been times where. We included you guys in things even when people didn't want us to. And, you know, sure. There was times whenever we gave Billy props for his car being fast on the street and kicking
yeah.
everybody's ass.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, it's a 6.0 car. You guys are just getting fucked up by a 6.0 car. We yeah. knew better. But it was yeah. like, you know, hey, good job.
Yeah.
You're kicking everybody's yeah. ass. You know, mm-hmm. So I think that at some point Billy was like, you know, these guys aren't so fucking bad. But then no. he gets drunk and he's like, fuck everybody, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
And he's not. And I thought whenever he first came on the show, remember when Reekin was racing Tina and she did two burnouts. And, fucking,
and he's up there going,
hey,
he's fucking known
for that. Dude, because I've seen people do two burnouts against him on the street before and Billy just fucking, Billy would lose his shit. Hey, as soon as it started happening, I'm like looking at Billy and looking at yeah. them and looking at Billy yeah. and looking at them and I'm going, oh God.
Why aren't you saying anything like you normally would?
I'm like, he hadn't figured it out yet. And I'm looking at him and I'm giving him the shrug of my going, shoulders and like, yeah. well, I don't know what they're doing, Billy. Like, this is, you
egging
know.
It on.
Yeah, I'm like egging it on going, what the fuck,
we
man?
Wanted Billy to be Billy.
Yeah, no, and he did. And now everywhere he goes, people are like, fuck it, two burnouts. Yeah, and he lost that's
his
what
shit.
Over, yeah.
He just instantly lost his shit. And I was like, there he is.
There, yeah. There's Billy. There's Billy. There you know he was
yeah.
drunk.
Yeah.
Even then he was drinking.
Yeah, probably so.
You don't drink as much anymore, though. I think it's because also, like Ryan said, like,
well, he's got a little more responsibility now. I
trying
like.
To be
yeah,
well
sure.
and trying to be competitive
mm-hmm.
out there. It's no longer an 880 car that works.
Yep.
You know, now it's a 6.580 car. Now it's a
yeah.
holy fuck.
Now yeah, yeah. You thought about that?
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing the math in my head.
Yeah.
Quick math. I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't want to sound like Doc.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, quick yeah. math here. That's a fucking legit race yeah. car that you're trying to make work on the mm-hmm. street. This is a different ball game. So you know, maybe there is a little respect there, but
no, absolutely.
Our plan to thwart Doc and Monza off the top of the
oh,
list,
God.
As they say.
They were upset about that deal, wasn't they?
Man, what the fuck was that about?
I don't know. I mean,
they remembered.
It worked out for Monza. See, he turned out to be in the same spot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, we've done the list shakeups before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we did them back in the day. Whenever it was nonstop, 1 vs. 2, 1 vs. 2, 1 vs. 2, we shook the list up.
Yep. And he even said, I'm going to be happy not to be racing Sean all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why they
that's
thought
all we did last season.
Why they thought this was a plan to just ruin their top of the list reign or whatever they think they were doing up there at 2 and 3 forever. Like
insult to injury was me and ended up towards the top.
Yes.
That
now,
was really a source of
yes. Fear. Especially when, you know, as Dave puts it, you know, you suck.
You yeah.
You should right. be there.
You suck. Right. Yeah.
So, Doc falling to 7. You ended up at?
3s.
Yeah. Nice job. Congrats
yeah.
on that deal.
Hey, yeah, appreciate it.
I think that was Monza's spot.
He was above me.
Yeah, he yeah. ended up better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice job on that deal.
Yeah.
So, Doc ends up at 7 because he forgot to turn on the nitrous. And then he says, like, that doesn't happen. But no, Doc, it has happened to you
yes.
many times on the show.
And I don't know what's wrong with his shifter, but he should get that fixed. Either that or find another excuse. Because against Kamikaze, he's like, it just wouldn't shift.
But even if it didn't shift, it wouldn't run either.
You can usually hear that and go,
Well, I mean, as loud as that know. Fucking car
yeah,
is.
Yeah, maybe not. You're right.
No, I mean, you should be able to fucking feel it.
Yeah, brah, it just runs out.
All I know is it looked like he was winning, and then all of a sudden, it almost looked
winning.
Like he lifted or something at the end.
Or it didn't shift.
Know. Yeah, but that was like 50 feet before the finish line.
But the car, but that's what I'm saying. When he let off the button, the car was slow as fuck. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he'd have had 2 or 3 cars on Kamikaze, and then it not shift. I could see that.
Yes.
But no, that car was fucking crawling, and he should have knew when he let off the button that something was wrong, you know. But he got beat by the fuck. He got drove around.
Drove around by the El Camino.
By the El Camino. I don't give a fuck if we're on the highway and the El Camino is on an open trailer. If it's driving around me, I'm fucking crashing my shit. I mean, look, I'm going to have to race the El Camino one day.
Yeah.
And his shit's fast. Don't get me wrong. It's really fast.
Yes.
But if he's driving around me at any point, I don't give a fuck if we're on our way to the fucking...
There's nothing left to do but hit the curb.
If we're on our way to DQ, Dairy Queen, we're on our way to Dairy Queen, and he's going around me on the outside lane, I'm crashing my shit, y'all.
Yep.
And I'm going to fucking...
Well, and there's nothing that you can do? Like...
No.
It's nothing you can now do. Now I got to watch the car. El Camino drive off
like,
from you.
Like I'm watching El Camino drive away. Now I got to crash the car. If I was Doc, I'd have ripped it into the fucking cattails. Just fucking barrel rolled it.
I don't know what happened, guys.
He wasn't going fast enough to hurt himself. You know what I mean? The shitty part is if he'd have ripped it at the El Camino, he'd have missed it. He went right behind him.
Yeah, yeah, he would have.
He'd have whiffed it.
Yeah.
He'd have whiffed it into the El Camino golf course.
Yeah. Right through the pond.
And you know, next time they race, that's what he should do.
That's got to be brutal.
Chuck's car is fucking fast, by the way.
It is. It is.
He's got a pretty wicked little deal there. I don't know what happened against Dave, but...
I don't either.
Because it looked like Dave's shit is just flame on.
Yeah.
And Chuck's just driving away from him. Well, just kept coming and going and coming and
going.
Well,
I'll tell you if you really don't know.
Oh, wow. Here we go. We're going to learn something today, guys.
Yeah. So the oil, the catch cans are in front.
Right. So that's real. That's a real.
Okay. I saw that.
So that really happened.
So nobody drained the catch cans for.
Nobody drained the catch cans.
Yeah.
It overfilled with oil and the car spun, the tire and went left.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it looked like he was fucking Dave up. And Dave's just over there fucking 400,000 shot of nitrous and just hanging on.
Shooting a 4-foot flame out.
Yes.
Chuck driving around him.
Yeah. And Chuck driving around him. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Chucky cost himself a pretty healthy little deal
Which
there.
We've probably
I don't
all
think
done,
that's the first time he did that. I think he had that problem before that, or did he have that problem in Memphis? Because I remember he was like, I can't believe I did that again.
Again, yeah. I don't remember when that, but that's what it was.
But this was the first time that happened, because this happened before Memphis.
This is why, and I know yours isn't, but this is why I ploy for those to be in the back of the car.
It's a good idea. It is a good
idea. It's a lot of
line. My new car is.
Yeah.
My problem is my bars don't connect all the way through.
Right.
And it's really tough to get 3-gallon deal back there somewhere.
Yeah.
Because my motor
spews
a lot of oil.
Yeah. And it would use, it would fill that up. Yes. So,
and you know, I like to be on fire. I like to know.
Wow.
What the fuck, Sean?
I don't know what happened.
you just launched a fucking deal of gum across the room.
Yep. I shouldn't have.
And what's weird
close
is that
to me.
You couldn't see it as good on TV, but Dave's shit was so fucking hurt. Dude, when he raced Monza, it was green flaming at
remember we heard it pull to the line. And we were like, there's no fucking way this thing's making another pass.
Yeah, it sounded terrible.
It sounded horrible.
Before I was thinking
Monza,
the same thing.
Yeah.
Before Monza, it was bad. But then against Monza, I remember when he was racing, whoever he was racing before Monza, I'm looking over at him, and it's smoking out of the front, and it's just over there, buh, 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 buh. Sound like a tugboat.
Yeah.
And Dave's looking at me, shaking his head like, I don't worry about that.
It's no big deal.
And then after that race, he came over and was like, hey, I got a problem. Like, and I'm like, yeah, you do. And he's like, this hole is fucking junk.
Yeah.
And he's like, so... The problem is, if we block the jets off, we've learned before that nitrous goes somewhere else in the motor, and we tear up more shit. So I don't want to block the jets off, but I don't want to spray any nitrous to that hole. And I was like, Jesus Christ, man, I don't know what the fuck to tell you, you know? So I went over there because he was new to fuel injection at the time. So I went over there and kind of showed him like how to pull fuel and timing out of that one hole or whatever. But the problem is the hole that he hurt was the hole that his O2 sensor was on, and his tune wasn't very close. He was relying on the correction a lot.
Yeah.
So when you hurt that hole, you got a problem.
Uh-huh.
And so you had to basically turn the correction off and just let it eat. And dude, when he pulled the starting line against Monza, and it's over there,
yeah,
little smoke rings.
Sound like there wasn't even a plug in it.
It's just
Yeah.
Just the whole time.
I mean, and that's why I said, even on the show last night, I said, but usually when Dave burns his shit up, he still wins.
You did. You did say that. Because it was. Because
he does.
Yes.
Well, hell, you know what? He let go of the button, and that car looked like.
It was faster than it had good. Been. Yeah. It looked faster. Yeah. It honestly looked faster than it was before.
I don't get it. I mean, I've seen him blow the Sonoma up in front of me.
Way more times than Ryan did.
Yeah. More.
I never blew that up. I'd like to put that on record.
I'd like to go on record and say
at least when Dave blew it up, it was at the finish line. Y'all motherfuckers blew it up in the burnout box.
And he still outran me. Yeah, and he never blew the carburetor off of it.
This must be the shit on part you were talking about.
I've seen the B&R guys blow the carburetor smooth off that bitch.
Dude, that fucking flashback last night of here's Ryan. Here's all the cool stuff Ryan's done on the show. Yeah, and it shows Reekin just getting fucking railed all the time. And then it shows Jackie, carburetor's off, lands at the fucking flagger's feet. Like, Wiley has to dodge the carburetors. Yep. I was like, oh, poor Ryan.
Yep.
You really fucking stepped on your dick with that fucking jacket.
By touching it is the only thing that I was touching.
And now don't you like own part of it or something?
Yeah. Long story.
Oh, shit. Okay, we won't get into that.
It's got a badass Pro Charge motor in it. I'll just say that.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So it's no longer nitrous, though.
Nope. It's not blowing the carburetors off anymore.
Oh, God.
He's done it with a Pro Charger.
He's done what?
The blowing carburetors and shit off.
He still tore some shit up.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Because they had a blower on that truck a long ass time ago, huh?
Yep.
Like years ago.
Yep.
Remember when it was on the dyno at Chuck's and it blew the Pro Charger pipe off and Jackie was standing there and it blew his fucking hat. It blew his fucking hat like 50 feet.
It blew his head off because he's standing over the front trying to figure out where all the water's coming from. Because every hit, it lifts the head. And
every pass.
It was pouring water out. We're trying to figure out where it comes from. So Jackie's leaning over it and they had like rubber couplers holding the Pro Charger together with like no bead rolls or nothing.
That was just a
like,
lot of air.
And they had like double clamped it and shit. Well, then like right as soon as that bitch starts to eat on the dyno, it's like he leans over. It fucking blows the intercooler pipe off. Hey, and it's just right at his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm just thinking like he's gonna lean up and he's just gonna be skull. Just face, just no face whatsoever.
Just split his wig off.
Just down to the white meat.
Makes a lot more sense now. Why? Because I remember Dave getting wind of us putting a Pro Charge deal on that truck, and he's like, well, that's not going to work. Now I know why he said that.
Yeah, and dude, his hat, Jackie's hat,
It flew. There was a car on the lift in the background. Yeah. It flew up over that fucking car. I mean,
I
don't know how it didn't rip his face open.
I thought it was.
There's a lot of air.
I thought it was going to just peel his shit off.
Like a his
fucking,
face was.
Just be like a fucking. I thought he was just going to be like a banana out there. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
So much fun.
So much.
And then that was Pro Charged blow through. And now Dave is again.
Pro Charged blow through.
Yeah, you'll see soon on the show. He makes the transition from nitrous to Pro Charged blow through. Yeah. So. Things are
it's working out for him.
History, you know, history has a tendency to repeat itself. Mm-hmm. The cool part about this season, the thing that I think is so cool that people are going to like is that we're still filming it.
Yes.
So a lot of this shit.
So the stuff that happened last night, I like some of the interviews from last night, dude, I just did.
A week ago. Yeah. Same. Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff is really recent. And then we're still filming it.
Yeah.
So it's on. That's what's fucked up too, is that. Now I kind of understand why the production company's freaking out so bad.
Yeah.
Because we're airing it. We ain't filmed it.
Yeah, but we've about pulled it off, though.
What?
We've about pulled it off.
I did.
All we got to do is that one big deal.
Real big deal.
I did.
Hey, we
like
just got
the,
one more big deal.
Yeah, it's relatively small. I did like that. Did you catch Reaper's interview last night with a full head of hair?
Yeah.
And got out of the car bald as fuck.
Yes. I like that.
I was like, well, that guy, that maybe didn't.
Yeah, I got a text later. Message on that deal going, that shit grows fast.
Yeah, no kidding.
He even hashtagged it, that shit grows fast.
Yeah. I really like his advice he was giving you when you were out there
so
testing.
Good. So
he
good.
Says, you never do two burnouts unless it's Bear Road. And then after your car smoked the tires, he goes, you should have did two burnouts. You
should have not listened to me and done two burnouts.
And I was like, what the fuck? God damn.
He just red as fuck.
Yeah, y'all couldn't have been more blind leading the blind out there with you and Reaper testing together. Jesus Christ.
I don't think we were testing together. I think he was just there watching the, the clusterfuckness that was going on.
Because the way they made it seem. Oh, and then I also like how they show you I'm going to sneak out of here and do a little testing. And then Chuck's car is in the background.
Yeah. Because it was the same time same that Chuck night. Did his. Same night.
Chuck and Ryan race.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I told Aaron, was like, when did this happen? You know, I was like, I was there. I saw this race. And then you don't see me at all until after the race. And then I, all of a sudden, there I am.
And then, like, you go into the first shakeup night, and then after that, you're like, I'm going to sneak out here and do a little testing. Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, I'm watching it.
How did I sneak out there to that road?
I'm buddies with you.
And you're getting mad.
And I'm watching it, and I'm like.
Hey, because you wasn't in it.
No. And I'm watching it going, this motherfucker snuck out there.
And took Monkey,
the whole shop out there and snuck out there and did a fucking test hit in between the shakeup. Like, that's a real dick move. And then I'm like, wait a second. I was there. Surely I know what's going on for real. I need to calm down here.
It took me a minute to figure out what was really happening. And I was fixing to go to the gram, find out what the fuck.
I was fixing to go to the gram and be like, fuck, Merton, that was a chicken shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Nobody else got the test. And then I look in the background, I see Chuck. I'm like, well, Chuck was out there.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Okay, I get it. That happened before the shake.
Where was Ryan?
Right. So.
But it had been so long since we did that deal that whenever I did the interviews last week on them, that's whenever they tried to get me to say, well, this rain delay is really going to help me out so that I can get some testing.
They were pushing that rain delay pretty hard.
I didn't ever say it. So, because I remember that you had said that they were trying to get you to say it, but it never rained.
They were trying to get me to say that it rained, but it never rained.
No, it didn't rain.
And I was pissed that night because I was like, you're going to make us fucking stop. We only got two more rounds to go. You're going to make us stop because of rain. And it's not fucking raining.
Right.
It's not even raining near here. And they're like, yeah, sorry, we got to stop. So I was like, okay, don't expect me to say anything stupid about rain in a fucking interview. And then sure enough, this is the part where you gotta say it rained. I'm not fucking saying it.
Yeah.
Oh well.
And they said these few extra days, and they made it seem like we didn't just come out there and race the next night, because that's what we did.
No, remember we couldn't because Dave was gone.
It was a week later.
It was?
Yeah, because Dave was gone. Remember?
It took me a minute to remember all that too.
Dave had to go to some t-shirt sale deal.
Fucking Dave.
So we couldn't finish it, and we couldn't list race in between because he wasn't there.
Yeah.
So we basically just sat there.
Yeah.
I remember. Because I remember saying.
I wondered, because then Chuck called me out, and I didn't ever race him.
Because we went out there the first night, and it was a we went out there to get it done, and it was a Thursday or Friday. I just remember that. And I remember it rained the next night. We couldn't go back, and then Dave had to leave Friday or Saturday. So we had to come back the next Saturday. So we got like a whole week off in between the shakeup deal. It was weird.
Me and Monza is a good race again. Always.
Yeah, you and Monza is always a good race. Definitely. I think this season's going to be cool.
I do too.
Hopefully the ratings were good. I haven't heard anything on the ratings, but the social media shit was pretty big. So I'm guessing it was a big episode. Our producer, Phantom of the show here, of the podcast and the rest of the shop, he produces the shop. He's hurt. He had a little accident.
He had a little spill this weekend. And damn it, I ain't seen no video or nothing of it.
I'm so angry. I'm so upset. I don't have a fucking video of him tumbling. So he puts on this big King of the River four-wheeler race where they have like the fastest four-wheelers in the fucking world come out. It's basically Street Outlaws, but with four-wheelers at the river and rednecks and stuff.
Probably lots of beer. And
yeah, a lot of beer and like boobs.
What?
NOS? Yeah. What do you mean? NOS Energy. Our monster people went out there.
Oh, wow. It's a big deal.
Kicker was out there.
I told him he keeps this up. He might get his own show out of this deal. But he's like the big chief of the four-wheeler thing out there. He puts on that race, but he also races in it. And
kind of like the big chief.
Yeah, except it sounds like he...
Except him had broke his shit the night before testing.
Now, I heard that he tore up a tie rod or an A-arm or something on the crash. That's why he crashed.
I heard that they were aluminum.
Well, no, I heard that's why he crashed. It's because I heard he crashed because of his tie rod or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, is this like a...
This is at the shutdown, too. So, he done made the full pass.
I know. Is this like a deal where after the crash is over and you look it over and you say, oh, yeah, no, it must have been a tie rod deal? Mm-hmm. We've heard those deals before.
We have. Because that time Andrade said that his tie rod broke, and that motherfucker broke after you hit the curb.
After you drove it.
So why do you think it was a crash?
Oh, yeah, because you like blacked out and everything. You don't fucking know.
All I know is that Kristen had texted me and said Phantom was a crash.
Kristen texting you, huh?
Yeah, she texted me. and said, Phantom is a crash. And
now, wait a
minute.
Is Kristen one of the new girls that was in California?
She was.
That's
she
one
was.
Of Chief's new girlfriends?
The crew, one of the crew members.
One
yeah.
of them, yeah. Just for the record, everybody on the gram. Yeah, and they yeah. say, yeah, the people on Instagram are so fucking awesome. They're like, yeah, they are. They're like goddamn Matlock.
Yeah.
They see a girl in the background on the show, and they're like, uh-oh.
Yep. Let's find out who she is.
Who's she? That must be Chief's new girlfriend. Chief's new girlfriend. And then they're like, that's Kentucky's ex. What?
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, Squishy's not mine or ever been mine or going to be mine.
Or Kentucky's.
Or Kentucky's, for that matter.
I feel like she wants to set that straight.
Yeah. She may have been there to hang out with a racer, but it wasn't me.
Yeah. He may have been a four-wheeler racer.
Or he may have been the racer I was racing.
Yeah,
I don't fucking
somebody.
Know, but it wasn't me. She's been around us a long time, though, and we tuned her car and shit. She helps out around the shop sometimes mm-hmm. to sell shirts and stuff. But she's been around this shit forever. But, yeah, no, not my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Not my new girlfriend. And then, of course, there's, oh, Chief's having problems at home. He's burning. He's crashing and burning. He's on drugs. He's going. Yes. He's going.
Which most of those are true. Yeah, I want to thank you guys out there for noticing, but you didn't have to point it out.
Look, but hang on, okay? They're acting like this is all new.
No, you know no, it's mean? Not. It's this isn't
like,
a new
oh, yeah,
thing.
No, he's. We can tell he's on. He's been doing drugs. He's been partying. He's been staying up late. He's having trouble at home. Okay. Thank you, fucking Professor fucking Badass. Like, you, thanks.
Yeah, nailed it.
You fucking solved the mystery. The fucking Hardy Boys have fucking yeah. figured it out. Chief has trouble at home because he's a degenerate piece of shit who likes drugs, wild women, and fucking staying out
and
too late.
Staying out late.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it. Yes. Thanks. I'm not sure why anyone's so surprised. I have fucking hand tattoos. Like... What the fuck would make you think that I am not, I mean, Jesus.
A piece of shit.
I mean, I've never alluded to not being a piece of shit.
No.
So, yeah.
We embrace it.
No, of course. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So, for those of you, dude, there's fucking people on there that are like, oh, yeah, I just want him to come clean about having trouble with Alicia and her
really?
Not being around. And, yeah, like, I need to come clean about it. Like,
to
hold
who?
Up.
Dude, you don't owe none of them motherfuckers anything.
I don't even know you. You know what I mean?
You come clean about it. Like, you're trying to hide it.
Yeah. Look, if I was trying to hide it, I wouldn't have brought that other chick to California.
They already know who she is. Everybody already knows.
No, no, no. They got the whole bio on her and everything. Yep. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Listen, fuck all y'all motherfuckers. If you think that I'm going to live my life, it's funny because one day it's don't let the fame change you.
Yep.
Don't let it change you. Oh, yeah, I've always been a piece of shit. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, it's, oh, you're supposed to set an example and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well.
Oh, so I'm supposed to change and set an example for people? Because we've never set an example. And 5 years ago, the example that we were setting was piece of shit.
Yep. Hey, and the first 2 years the show was on the air, that's what everybody said. Yep. You guys are fucking setting a poor example for the kids and you're pieces of shit and you're all going to burn in hell.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, it's,
I hope you crash and die and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then, well, hell, I mean, fuck, people close to me have said that before. But then, like, one of the reasons.
Don't bring up your home problems.
But, like, they all said that. And then now I say, hey, I bought a car. Can I come on the show? Hey, want to go for that list.
Yeah. You know?
Listen, motherfucker. We've been pieces of shit before it was cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now all of a sudden it's cool for people like Ryan to show up and be pieces of shit with us.
Yeah. Everybody knows Ryan's not a piece of shit.
And you can look at him and tell he's not a piece of shit.
But now a year from now. Yeah. Hey.
He's on his way, though.
Hey.
Hey, he's on his way.
Listen, if there's any piece of shit in him, I'm like the emperor in Star
Wars. We're going to bring
slippery
it out.
Slope,
I'm going to bring it out. I'll be like, the force is, I feel it. I feel it, Ryan. There's a piece of shit within you. And the closer you get to Alderaan or whatever that fucking planet is,
Alderaan.
You're going to release it. Alderaan. You're going to let that shit out. Yeah. So, I mean, so fuck off. You know what I mean? Do all the research and you want to and find every chick I've ever talked to or whatever. Bring them all out of the woodwork. I'll line them all up. I don't give a fuck.
Some Jacques Cousteau on there said that me and you both
have
a new
Jacques
girlfriend.
Cousteau is a fucking geologist. He's a fucking
he's a
oceanologist. Jacques Cousteau?
I thought he was a detective.
No, he's like a fucking turtle detective.
Dick Tracy?
Yeah, Dick Tracy would be a detective.
Or no, who's the one?
I thought Cousteau was a detective.
No, he discovered something.
Discovered
like a
turtles or something.
Or some shit.
Yeah, or like underwater or something. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh? Like see how much I learned
like
every
the
day?
Blue whale or something. Wow. He discovered something. Well, if hey, we had a fucking
he discovered shit. Is what you're trying to say.
Hey, there you go. If that's what you were getting at, nailed it.
Exactly. Well, I obviously didn't know who he was, but he discovered shit.
If we had a producer, I thought you were just trying to call me French. That was weird.
Is he French? But,
yeah. Well, Jacques Cousteau. What the?
I don't know if he's French or not.
Jacques Cousteau.
They got the best names.
If we had a producer, where the fuck he'd tell us what Jacques Cousteau did.
Yep. What did he do?
I got you.
I feel like you're not looking that up.
You're not applying yourself, Phantom. But anyways, what'd they say? What did Jacques Cousteau say?
Oh, yeah, that both of us have new girlfriends.
Well, you got a new girlfriend. No.
That's what I heard.
Now, see, it's clear to see that he was an explorer. He explored things.
Oh, well,
I explore.
He discovered things.
I discover all kinds of things, and I explore all kinds of things. But yeah, so obviously, Aaron, your wife,
mm-hmm.
isn't really digging all the rumors of new girlfriends and stuff about you. So, well, she's putting it out there. You know what I mean? She's making posts. Team, we're and side by side, letting everybody know y'all are still cool.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? But then they post on there like, yeah, you don't know it, but he's cheating on you behind your back. You know? Like, and then somebody gets on there and goes, no, that's Chief.
No, Chief's the piece of shit.
Yeah. So as far as all that goes, like, the only people that fucking matter to me are my kids, my girlfriends, my wives, my exes, whatever. Those are the only people that I need to fucking worry about. I don't need to worry about any of the Instagram people. And I don't need to come clean, and I don't know y'all fucking nothing. And, you know, don't get it twisted. I'm a piece of shit, and I always will be. Please don't get your hopes up that that's going to change, because I'm not going to start finding ugly puppies good homes on Sunday or none of that shit. I'm going to be sleeping my shit in because I was up too late on Saturday doing shit I shouldn't be doing. There's no surprise there. What else? I think, man, that's all my notes. Ryan, you got anything you want to say? You want to say anything to GM?
Yeah.
Give a shout out to Chevrolet.
Headed to number one. They might be listening. Keep watching, please. Thank
headed
you.
To number one.
Yeah.
Man, I wish that was true. You don't know how cool that would be.
You need a nickname. That should be a cool deal. You need a nickname.
I don't know why I have to have a nickname, because not everybody has nicknames. This guy does not have a nickname.
Sean?
I don't.
Yeah. Sean.
Sean doesn't have a nickname.
There you go.
But Sean's car is fucking awesome.
It is. Damn.
Well,
I feel like that was a fucking attack.
As opposed to yours being not
a pile
awesome.
Of shit, apparently.
Now, hey, eventually, your car is going to, should maybe, I don't know, maybe it'll take over the fireball.
None of these
thing.
Cars going to get to the level of my car.
Oh, wow.
I don't. That's true. It will never have the street cred. There's no doubt. Right,
the Murder Nova.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a big deal. But I think that you're a bigger deal than the Fireball Camaro right now. So it's Ryan.
See, now he's saying that my car is a bigger deal than me.
No.
Look, you're awesome, but your car fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Look, Sean, you suck, but your car's fucking awesome. That's what he's saying. Hey, if we could combine our forces.
No kidding.
Shoot.
One of us
good episode,
is going to have a piece of shit, or so one of us is going to have a cool car.
Hey, it was a good episode, guys. Thanks for being here. I'm going to stop while I fucking still have some sort of friendship with Sean.
Yeah. What else you want to explain?
Nothing. I'm done.
Nothing.
No. Now, as far as I'm concerned, you guys are great. Ryan and Sean doing good. Don't need nicknames. Kicking ass. Rock and roll. Yeah,
perfect.
Change your name to Kicking Ass.
Yeah.
Change your name to Kicking Ass. Oh, nicknames are fun.
They are. They are. I agree.
We got to give Rob, our producer, we got to give him a new nickname. So everybody needs to help me on that.
Rob
Mancini. He needs a new nickname. His current nickname of Gay Rob isn't cutting it with the ladies, I guess.
It's not?
No, I guess it's kind of. Bringing him down sideways over a little bit. It's bringing him over. I don't want to say down because I don't know that. I mean, being gay is not down. I'm going to stop.
Nice job.
He should just be proud of it.
So, Ryan.
Yeah.
All right. I'm out.
Yep. Later. We'll be back next Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday. Appreciate every it. Fucking
Tuesday. Every Tuesday. Ryan, thanks for coming.
Okay. Hey, post up on the gram and everywhere else who you want. Who you want for next week? You want Dave to explain this shit? Or fuck it, bring in Kamikaze and explain whipping Doc's ass? Or do we need to get Doc in here and shit on him for losing? Like, who do we need? Who are we getting in here, guys?
Yeah, let's figure it out.
Oh, yeah, no, we got next week's episode, too.
On any of our posts, yeah, we got next week's episode. I have no idea what it's going to be.
Well, maybe one of them
could
do something.
It'd be nice if we knew a little bit about what it's going to be.
Maybe one of them could do something big on next week's episode. We could talk about this one and before.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We're not going to be here next Tuesday anyway.
Like,
who gives a fuck?
Like, if you say anything about our podcast, hashtag who you want.
Yeah, we're not going to be in here anyway. Fuck it.
Somebody will look at it. Next Tuesday?
No. Yeah, no. We're gone. We probably won't be back.
No, we're going to do one.
All right, then.
We'll be here.
See ya.
See you Tuesday.